The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Darkcast Network, bringing our indie podcasts out of the shadows.
Hello, hello, witches and beautiful souls, to this rather spontaneous episode from the Bellwitch podcast with your festive Swales, the friendly green witch, helping you to get witching in the 21st century. Today, of course, is Boxing Day, and I hope you've had a beautiful Christmas day and a nicely chilling full of cheese in your pyjamas today. Because that's what it's all about, and I encourage you to actively rebel against capitalism and do absolutely nothing, zero zilch. But yes, back to the 26th of December. Not only is it Boxing Day, it is also the very first Omens Day. And it's kind of uncanny because I felt like I needed to do an episode on the Omens Day, but I never quite got round to it. And then yesterday, Christmas Day, I went on a jog. Yes, yes, I know I'm obsessed with jogging, but to me, witchcraft and jogging are quite heavily entwined. And I think there's an episode in that as well, which I'll get round to at some point. But yeah, it does help me so much. And it was a beautiful jog. It was quiet. There was nobody around, apart from the odd jogger, the odd dog walker. I got my best time. I felt brilliant afterwards. And to celebrate, I went down to this little stream that's in my local woods where I jog. And I sat with this stream reflecting and celebrating. And it was just such a beautiful moment. And it really got to me, like, how beautiful it was. I ended up staying there quite a while and writing a spell by the waterside. But then when I got home, I realised I was still thinking about how beautiful this stream was. And then also that it's Omen Days on Boxing Day. And so I looked in my old journal from last year, in which I'd done the 12 days Omen Days for the first time. And uncannily enough, December's pages was all about water and the sea and how the ocean moves and me celebrating myself and accepting myself. So I thought, gosh, how uncanny is that? Do you know the December Omen Days from last year? Which is all about celebratory and the way water moves. And this has happened to me yesterday. And it just made me go like, wow, that is amazing. I don't know why it catches me off guard all the time, because when witchcraft comes into your life, a lot of this happens. And it always makes me go like, wow. And so I thought I could make an episode to celebrate and encourage you to take part in Omen Days and then finish with this lovely little stream spell I created. So, Omen Days, eh? Got to thank my friend Sally Golightly, who does Maternal Journal, because she introduced me to Omen Days probably a couple of years ago now, and I did it the first time last year, and it is a really beautiful self-care act to do, journaling. It doesn't have to be huge and beautiful and perfect. It is just your authentic self, noticing the natural world around you, the seasonal changes, the noises, the wind, reflecting and observing and wondering why this thing stands out to you, and then perhaps journaling or writing about it. There is no right or wrong way to do it. What I found last year was, after I'd done the 12 days of omens, I ended up carrying the practice on automatically in my daily life. Like when I was out and about and something natural stood out to me, I was a bit like, ooh, that's interesting, I should write that down. And that's a really good practice in general witchcraft, going around and noticing what stands out to you and recording it somehow and then researching it when you get home. And 9 times out of 10, you'll be amazed how that applies to your life, how it's answering a question you've been asking, how it's just spot on. That happens to me all the time. So I do encourage you to do the Omen Days for the next 12 days and just see how you feel about it and if it becomes part of your practice. And what would be really good as well is if you could tag the Bellwitch podcast if you wanted to share your pages. It'd be lovely to see what you do. I'm going to share mine on the old Instagram as well. Let's have a little conversation about Omen Days and how awesome they are. So I thought I'd just make a quick little episode about Omen Days and how they've come about and a little bit of tiny little bit of history, and then we'll finish the episode with this beautiful stream spell I created, and you can use that in your practice. And yeah, so enjoy, and of course, happy Christmas to those who celebrate and Merry Sofa Day to those who do not. Throughout history, many have turned to journaling as a means of capturing these fleeting moments. Their practice allows us to connect the dots between our daily lives and the larger universe. Journaling becomes a sacred act, transforming observations into personal omens. Omen Days remind us to be present and aware, and to listen to the world and to ourselves. This practice of journaling is a way to cultivate intuition, connecting us to our inner wisdom and the wisdom of the universe around us. The Omen Days ask us to take time, to not be distracted, to breathe deeply and just notice life around us. Why does that tree stand out, being there all this time and I've only just really noticed it? Why is this insect crawling at my feet? How lovely the water looks in the pond. I ask you to take a moment and sit with it. Journal or write or type. Record in whatever way is most natural to you. The Omen Days are a Celtic tradition that takes place during the 12 days between St. Stephen's Day and Nolog na Mabon, or Little Christmas, on the 6th of January. During this time, people watch out for omens or signs that indicate what each month of the coming year will be like. So the 26th of December would be January, the 27th would be February, 28th would be March, and so on. The last day is January the 6th, and that represents December. The Omen Days are similar to the Janamic Rahulchait, R-A-U-H-N-A-T-A-C-H-T-E. I can't even. Don't ask me to read that because I can't. Which is also a 12-day period when people watch out for omens of the coming year. The start and the end dates of that word that I can't blooming say vary by country. But what exactly is an omen? Can it be anything? An omen is a happening that is believed to be a sign or a warning that something that will happen in the future. In ancient times, omens Could be many things, including lightning, cloud movements, bird flights, sacred animal behaviours, the way the wind moves, the way the water moves, the sounds you hear, anything at all from the natural world. Historically, it was believed that the behaviour of the natural world had insights to mankind and were just so well respected and held in high regard because it was the universe, and the universe was spirituality, religion, a higher knowing, a sacred power. And we can all tap in to this sacred power if we just take a moment to do the Omen Days. And what I absolutely love about doing the Omen Days is there is no incorrect way to do this. Everything is intuition and your understanding and your authenticity. It's always correct by default because the act of you noticing it makes it correct. I mean, there's a rough guide, which I'll go through. And you'll recognise quite a few of them because they are really common and really woven into our normal everyday Western society behaviour. Some examples are the black cat. A black cat crossing your path was considered a bad omen. Absolutely not the case anymore because we're witches. Rain on a wedding day is said to be a bad omen. A butterfly flying in your home is considered a good omen, bringing good news or an important guest. A bird pooing on you is a good one. We know this, don't we? Like, it's good luck to get pooed on by a pigeon. That's an omen. Itchy hands considered to be a good omen, bringing in money. Shooting star, you make a wish. Bats nesting in your home is considered a good luck omen. Finding your initials in a spider's web is a very good omen. And meeting up with a snake is considered a good omen. Oh, didn't know about that one. I'm surprised by that one, from what we've learned. They're so numerous and varied. Like I say, it really is a personal journey I'm asking you to go on. Looking back on July of my own omen days from last year, it's all about the sky in the morning, and it was just such a beautiful sky, and I've attempted to draw it. It was kind of like a rainbow red sky. And July was such a lovely month for me. It was a beautiful, warming, sunny, colourful month. So it's just weird how, you know, I do find connections from the Omen Days that appear in that month of the Omen Day. So there is definitely something to it. So yes, get your Omen Days on. Do tag the Bellwitch podcast, separated by underscores, on Instagram if you would like to show me your Omen Days. You don't have to, but I'd love to see them. And yeah, good luck with it. Okay, next up is the stream spell I wrote. I'm going to recite to you now to finish off the episode, and I hope you enjoy. And I will be next speaking to you in the new year. So merry meet, merry part, and merry meet again. Running stream spell for 2025. Written with love and magic by me, Swales, the friendly green witch. Take a walk into nature and find yourself next to calm, running water. May it be a river, a stream, the sea, whatever is available to you. Repeat these words as you gaze into the running water. Dear nature's water, I bring you love and respect. I ask for myself that I may go ahead into the new year, 2025, with clarity as clear as your waters, and with the ability to move and flow around obstacles with ease. I ask for the ability to flow peacefully without fear, and that I may have the awareness to stay true to myself and to always be nourished with love from family and friends, but most of all, myself. Gaze into the water, perhaps make contact with it, place a hand, bring it up to your face and gaze, or paddle in the sea. Spending time with the natural water wholeheartedly, in no rush, with no distractions, just complete and wholesome stillness and ease. Blessed be. You have been listening to the Bellwitch podcast, created with love and magic by me, Swales, the friendly green witch. I love to hear from you and I absolutely love to celebrate you. If you have a podcast or a business, a witchy business, a pagan related topic you love to talk about, you can reach me on thebellwitchpodcast@yahoo.com. Send me a trailer and I will absolutely play it, because there is magic in sharing audiences amongst podcasts. Music by Jeff Harvey of Pixabay. The official Bell Witch photographer is the lovely Beverly Thornton. Thank you so much for choosing the Bell Witch podcast to fill your ears. Stay magical, witches.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.